Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Ksubes, Perik Dalid Mishnah Hei. Die Oilem hi b'reshusse av. She's always in the reshus of her father. Atcha tikanis l'reshus ha-baal l'nesuya. Till she enters the reshus of the husband at the point of nesuya, which means after Eris in the second part of marriage. Basically, it means she goes to the chuppah. Actually, if you take a look at the Batanura, his girsa is atcha tikanis l'chuppah. She comes into the chuppah l'shem nesuyim. So what does this mean, l'maisa? Well, one example is, says the Bat Tanura, if she's a Bas Yisrael, and her chasen is a kayin, so until this time, she can't eat truma. Even if the time came that he was supposed to marry her, usually they gave you 12 months from Erisin to nesuyim. At this point, if after 12 months, the husband doesn't move to the second part of the marriage, the chuppah, he has to support her, but she still can't eat truma. When could she eat truma? She comes into the chuppah l'shem nesuyin. That's when she's officially given over to the reshus of the husband. That's what we're going to say to her. Okay, now you're considered the wife of a kayin. You can eat truma. Before the actual marriage? Just when she comes into the chuppah? Well, you have to understand something. Min ha-Torah, once he's mekadosh, she's allowed to eat truma. But Chazal made a gzeira, because they were scared she's going to have truma at home, and her brothers and her father, her sisters and her mother are not kehanim, they're going to somehow wind up eating her food. But once she comes into the chuppah, we say, okay, now you're allowed to eat from. Vayter says the Mishnah, Masara av l'shluchi abal. Soon as the father gives her over to the shluchim of the husband, who are these shluchim? They are shluchim that the husband sent to bring her home. At that point, she's in the reshus of the husband. But didn't you just tell me before she has to come into the chuppah? So the answer is, chuppah is one of the ways, but this is another way. If he sends shluchim to pick her up, and the father says goodbye and gives her over, she is now in the reshus of the husband. But if the father didn't say goodbye, he went along. Halach ha'av im shluchi abal. If the father went together with the shluchim of the husband, or even if the father himself didn't go along, but he sent along his shluchim. So he's not really relinquishing control yet. Then, she's still in the reshus of the father. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, Masru shluchei ha'av l'shluchei abal. Here's a chiddush. The shluchim of the father were told by the father, take my daughter to the husband. On the way, they met some people. Ah, how are you? Who are you? Oh, you're the shluchim of the husband. Oh, you know what? Why should we go all the way? Here, we're giving over to you. So the chiddush is, we still say, even though these shluchim didn't do what they were told, but we still say, arehi b'shus habal. At this point, she's in the reshus of the husband. So again, chazring over. Our Mishnah told us here in Mishnah Hey, she remains in the reshus of the father. She gets all the schusim we discussed earlier. Plus, she can't eat truma, like we explained from the Bat Tanura, even though her chasen is a kayin, until she enters the reshus of the baal in a suyin, until she comes into the chuppah l'shem nesuyin. If the father gave over this daughter that was in arusa to the shluchei baal, in other words, the baal sent shluchim to bring her to the chuppah, okay, then right away she's b'reshus habaal. Now, by the way, for sure, if the father gave her over to the husband himself on the way to the chuppah, she's ready for b'reshus habaal. We're saying a chiddush, even to his shluchim. At this point, she could even eat truma, as if she's a eshes kayin. So it's either chuppah or even this. At least, that's according to one shot in the Gemara. But it's only if the father said goodbye. If the father says, oh, you're the shluchim of the husband, I'm coming along, she's still b'reshus habaal. Or even if the father didn't come along, but he said, okay, my shluchim will come along with you, she's still b'reshus habaal until she comes into the chuppah. Finally, the Mishnah told us that if the shluchei ha'av, the messengers of the father, were instructed, take her to the chuppah. In the middle, they meet the shluchim of the husband coming together, and they say, no, why should we go all the way here? So the chayra, they're not doing what the father told them to do. The father told them to take her all the way. But despite that, once they give her over to the shluchim of the husband, she's now in the reshus of the husband, which again means the husband gets all the schusim we discussed. And if he's a kayin, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, she is now officially an eshes kayin in regard to being able to eat truma.